Hey everybody. This week we're doing a rejection reflection. These are shorter, thank you for saying no interviews. They're 10 minutes or less and impromptu with people who have an inspiring thank you for saying no moment. That means we record these episodes anywhere and everywhere. We hope it inspires you and helps you start your day off on a positive note.
Hey everybody, it's Kenya, and this is the Thank You for Saying No podcast, where we find meaning in life's unexpected turns.
Hey everybody, I'm here with Ashlyn. So I met Ashlyn, you guys, at this podcast conference, and she has a really good thank you for saying no moment. So tell us about a time that you were told no, you said no, or a situation didn't work out, and how you're thankful for that because of where it led you to.
Yeah, I think what we were talking about last night was just my journey into entrepreneurship. I went to graduate school. I got a job out of that, and I was just filled with ideas that I wanted to try. And I felt like every single time I would bring something up, it would be like, no, we have to do this instead, or no, this is our priority. Or, you know, you'd go through these meetings with folks and they'd be like, hey, these are real things we really want to try to do. But then when you're like, oh, okay, let's have this experiment or try this, or I've seen this work somewhere else, it's just been like, no, we have to do this instead. And so honestly, I just got sick of it. And I was just like, okay, then I'm going to go find another job. But at some point in time that I was with that previous employer, I had started my business on the side and really got the joy of working with clients who were like, yes, I'm willing to try anything. Like, here's what I'm struggling with. What is it that you want to do to try to do this? And so I think I had told you the other day, like, I had worked with this nonprofit and like pitched them an idea, and it worked out really well. It like, you know, exceeded a lot of their goals. And they're like, oh my God, where'd you come up with that? I'm like, I've been percolating. I've been thinking about doing something like this for like the last 5 years and never had a job that let me do the things that I wanted to do or experiment with. There was already always somebody higher up who was just like, oh, great. And then they would like block you from doing stuff. And so it's been really nice having my own business and being able to share my story of, you know, when you have your own business, you get to make the rules. Like, even with the agency that I have, you know, working with clients, we do a lot of conversations. We talk about, you know, what is it that we want to try and what we want to do. And usually, like, I would say 9 times out of 10, they're like, green light, go for it. Tell me how it worked afterwards. And then like that other kind of 10% is we reformulated a different way because they revealed to me, oh no, we're trying this instead, but let's do part of that plan. And then after we, you know, wrap up this or switch this priority, but it's never been like a flat out, like, no. It's been like, hey, let's implement parts of it. Or I think that this is a good fit. And then here are things, you know, because I'm working with people like on their businesses, but I'm not like in the day-to-day of their business. So like if they don't tell me about stuff, I don't know about it. so it does take a lot of, you know, back and forth and like talking through things and making sure it makes sense on both sides.
That's awesome. So you really took like all of these no's, you kept getting no, 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 like you can't do this, you can't do that. And you know, you're like, you know what, I'm going to take this on my own and turn it into like my own yes.
Yes.
And that's what you did. Now you are an entrepreneur and you're starting your own thing, and it's done really well.
It's done really well. Yeah. I mean, we've got a team of folks now. Like, I'm much further along than I thought I was going to be. Funny enough, so I started my business in January of 2021. At the time I was like, I'm going to give myself 15 years. By the time I am 50, I want to be working like full time for myself. But focusing on it, chasing that yes, getting, you know, to the right people to be working with, I was able to turn that 15 years into 15 months.
That's incredible.
And it was enough to, you know, make it enough. Yeah.
And what is your business?
It's called Ashbean PDX Marketing. We're a digital marketing agency that works with both small business owners and nonprofit organizations. So we help our businesses and nonprofits set up their marketing foundations, whether that be their website, their search engine optimization on their website, their email marketing programs, social media content creation, and really help them have the marketing strategies that meet their ultimate business or organizational goals.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Congrats. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Thank you. Can I plug my podcast?
Yeah,
too,
plug it.
So because myself and then my business partner, Victoria, started our own businesses, and we started working together as accountability buddies. What we ended up doing is starting the Take the Leap podcast, where we interview other entrepreneurs who have started their own businesses and have them talk about their entrepreneurial journeys. And soon we will be, actually, maybe by the time your podcast episode comes out, we will have launched our course by the same name of Take the Leap, that has all of these different modules, talking to people about what we know now, you know, having been business owners for a while, that you need to get started and on the right foot fast.
That is so awesome. You guys definitely check it out. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Follow and subscribe to the Thank You for Saying No podcast, and you'll get every episode as soon as it's released.